billionaires and the entire idea of meritocracy. 2022, huge L, massive L. Thank you, Elon. Cannot praise Elon enough for that. Like, normies would not be so on board with this had it not been for Elon Musk. At this point, I talk to normies and they're kind of like, billionaires are kind of eh? Oh, I can work with this. Oh, this is good. This is great, actually. This is fantastic. Thank you, Elon. They were both really bad. The Ye one, I mean, it's, do you get any worse than saying how much you love Hitler? It's not just you love Hitler. Like, he was almost like, it was profound. I had to really let you know. Okay, so if you don't know, Glinner, one of the biggest, I would say, British prolific transphobe bigots, you know, one of those like, what the fuck happened to you, my dude? 180 turns. The It Crowd creator, writer, director, a lot of people were like, oh, wow, this person is hilarious and funny. Lost his entire family because, again, trans ideology. The big trans came for him and his kids and his family and his wife and all that kind of stuff. Wasn't it all that they warned him multiple times, your obsession, bigotry is gross and you need to stop, but he couldn't take it. He says, like, he's got this interview where he's in tears. He actually, like, he's there crying, right? And by the way, I promote male expressions of sadness or emotion. I think that's a beautiful thing. This is ridiculous, okay? I want to clown on this because he cries because he says, they took everything from me. And then the interviewer is like, who? It's like, the trans did. And it's like, no, motherfucker. There's zero self-reflection going on here. You did this. This is you. If everyone around you is like, you're insufferable, listen to the people you love. If the people you love are like, hey, by the way, shut the fuck up. You need to shut the fuck up. This is bad. It's bad. You're like, you're not able to be brought out in public spaces anymore. You're embarrassing as fuck. No, Everyone, it's not just me, it's the whole family, it's your friends, your colleagues, people at work are like, this is gross, why are you obsessed with trans kids' genitals, dog? This shit is weird as fuck. Stop, just back the fuck away. Anyways, he said no, he chose violence. He was like, nah, this is more important. I can't wrap my head around the woman penis thing. The woman penis thing just does not compute, so I'm just gonna burn it all to the ground. You know, my well wishes, my having, you know, a family, friendship, circles, respect, any of that, my legacy, I'm burning it all to the ground because I just don't understand. I don't understand woman penis. Woman penis to me, it's just so far beyond the pale. Yeah. So he is back on Twitter, obviously, because Elon Musk has returned all of our favorite bigots to interact with us again. So Gremlin Hen is fucking, if you look at his feed, it's like every couple minutes. He's like, he is just fast and furious. Like, you can tell this is a man obsessed when you see it. It's like 36 minutes, 17 minutes, 7 minutes, 6 minutes, 5 minutes, 4 minutes. You're like, tweet, 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 tweet. Like, this, you just had to get this out. Rawr, just screaming the whole time. So this one, he's like, from his own Substack, sissy porn. The gender movement's dirty secret, ready to peak all over again. So if you don't understand, sissy porn, as well as a different variety of genres on the old pornography scale, include hypnosis, female domination, or femdom, stuff like that. And the idea being that this stuff is there specifically not to tantalize people who might be curious in certain categories, or allow people to explore feelings of curiosity and different things that they may or may not feel comfortable with yet, privately, in their own homes, consensually. No, it exists to brainwash people, and that's the whole point. It exists to turn people trans, or non-binary, or non-conforming, or gay, or bi, or pan. Any of those things occur because you're able to see these images. And so when the sissy porn comes on, or the femdom, or maybe jack-off instruction, any of that kind of shit, as soon as it comes on, it's like, whoa, oh no, this is awakening things in me. The agenda, it's happening right now. I'm being transed in real time. And it's absolutely fucking bonkers, because the majority of shit, everything, it's straight. Like, everything. Like all the movies, all the music, all the literature, all of it. The poems, the video games, the interactivity, anything you do. Society, generally speaking, most people, the average, by and far, straight. A lot of straight media, tons of it, all the time. Straight ads. You just walk down the street, and it's all of a sudden, titties, ass. You love burgers, you love videos. Who cares? You love titties, so you love it all now. And like, I do love titties. Well, I guess I love all those other things too. I will buy those products. I love everything that's happening. But that doesn't remove the fact that some of you might not be straight. You know, that doesn't change that. Doesn't matter that the vast majority of that happens, it bombards you all day, but still didn't work, even with all of that. Like, that would be, like, the most supreme version of it. Imagine if, like, the gay agenda or the trans agenda had that kind of power, that kind of, like, amplification, where it was just, like, it's woven into society itself. Broadly speaking, this is every aspect of society. Every day when you wake up, you are exposed to the gay, the trans, all day, just all, whoa, so much gay. But it didn't work. But it didn't change the numbers, you know? Kind of like, think about, like, left hand, right hand, and then we used to punish people for being left-handed, and then we used to say they were satanic and beat them and be like, there's no such thing, blah, you are beaten for being satanic, and then we stopped doing that, and all of a sudden the numbers just spiked, and I was like, whoa, lots of left-handers, but then just plateaued, because just the normal state of being in terms of people just being born naturally left-handed, that's what it turned out to be, and you're like, oh, cool, okay. Well, that's neat. And we're figuring that out right now in real time. It's like, oh, there's a lot more non-binary people. There's a lot more non-gender conforming people. Oh, there's a lot more not straight 100% heterosexual people. They're figuring themselves out. Some people are perfectly straight, but they enjoy the occasional glance. Every now and then they're like, oh, that intrigues me. Well, I still can't define myself, but here we are. That's neat. That's cool. You know, it doesn't mean any of it's a bad thing. Also, Kremlin him. Infinitely hilarious.
Oh, this was fire. Republican Linda Paulson's Utah Senate campaign rap. She lost, but did earn 42.5% of the vote. It's actually kind of fucked up that she actually lost after dropping this fire mixtape.
Utah District 12, listen up right here. There's a new name on the ballot for the Senate this year. My name is Linda Paulson, Republican and awesome. Love God and family and the Constitution. I tried to get another conservative to run. Nobody could do it, so I'm getting it done. I'm pro-religious freedom, pro-life, pro-police. The right to bear arms and the right to free speech.
This cartoon came out. Same-sex marriage just won't.
Oh, I forgot about this. So many good ones. Marriage, man, woman. Gay marriage, man, man.
Fly.
Why?
And then was was easily debunked. As a matter of fact, a plane, for those of you who don't know, is very different than a human being. But also, what? Yeah, a plane with two wings on the left side can still fly, apparently. Trump, after teasing a major announcement, released an NFT that was fucking fire as
well. Wait, can launch as well? Okay, I gotta look this
Hello
up.
Hello, everyone. This is something. Donald Trump. Hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington, with an important announcement to make. I'm doing my first official Donald J. Trump NFT collection right here and right now. They're called Trump Digital Trading Cards. These cards feature some of the really incredible artwork pertaining to my life and my career. It's been very exciting. You can collect your Trump digital cards just like a baseball card or other collectibles. Here's one of the...
It sounds like AI, too. That's the weird thing about this. It's like, just like a baseball card or my card, I...
The best parts. Each card comes with an automatic chance to win.
It's like, here's the best part. What do you mean every part of this is the best? It's like hard to choose which one is the best part. I'm having a hard time. Every part...
Oh, no. For me, it's the fact that it's like, it's Trump and Trump's doing NFTs. That's the best part. Oh, that's so nice. That's so nice. That's just like... The calling card of the failure. Like, that's it. That's it. Like, you know you're done. There's nothing else left. You have extended every avenue. And, like, he didn't need to do that. Because he wasn't that fucking far gone. He could have done tons of other venues. But, like, at that point, the fact that you just jumped to that level, he warped. You fucking pipe warp all the way to the NFT. You're done. Yeah, but that's beautiful. Thank you.
And amazing prizes, like dinner with me. I don't know if that's an amazing prize, but it's what we
amazing.
Have.
Amazing.
humble king. I don't know if a dinner with me is all that amazing, but you know, many people are saying it is.
With you and a group of your friends at one of my beautiful golf courses, and they are beautiful. I'm also doing Zoom calls, a one-on-one meeting.
Yeah, they're all beautiful. All of my golf courses are beautiful. Like, he had to add that in there. This woman learned that about the patriarchy in college, where her mom hired a 300-day cult deprogrammer to make her Republican again.
I mean, as time went on and I studied history, I became completely brainwashed into believing that I was oppressed by our toxic patriarchal society, and I left school.
Bro, what is that background? Like, you had every opportunity to choose a normal background and you went with that one? Whatever that cult deprogrammer did to you could not have been worse than whatever fucking college you went to, okay? Like, hey, Tucker, I'm tuning live from Los Santos. Goddamn.
I was sad, anxious, intellectually starving, and by 2015 when I graduated, I completely estranged myself from my family.
So how did you get better?
So in this panic of me not communicating with my mother, she consulted a cult specialist, and he made it very clear to her, do not affirm your daughter's newfound identity. You know her best. She is your child. Don't affirm
her. Yes.
Now, to actually be deprogrammed, I had to humble myself. I reconnected with my family. I moved home. I asked for forgiveness. I admitted I was wrong. Secondly, I made a lifestyle change. I stopped drinking. I started to believe in God again. I had to unlearn my 4 years of wokeism by watching 5-minute PragerU videos on.
Oh my God. You are the dream. You are the absolute dream. Look at this face. Look at the jubilation. Just here, unadulterated happiness going on right here, because this is everything you would ever hope for. It's like you caught the woke mind virus. You were infected. You had not, like, there was no possible solution. You were terminal. You were terminal on the woke mind virus. But you found the cure in the form of PragerU videos. PragerU University graduate, you got deprogrammed. Now you're ready to become a proper Christian and give yourself to the Lord. Trad wife unlocked. Like, just like that. It's like achievement unlocked. Trad wife. +1, learn to cook. +2, learn to be subservient to men. And then look at this. It's like, yes. All right. Finally, another one.
Online for free.
Amazing. It is a cult.
Wait, what the fuck? She deprogrammed by watching PragerU videos? At a protest outside of a drag queen bingo in Texas, one protester's request that we stop being gay. Fire. This was a wonderful moment. Republican Wiki Hartzler breaks down crying as she begs her colleagues to vote against protections for gay and interracial marriage. That was...
I haven't seen this. Hell yeah. Please.
It was actually fire.
Mr. Speaker, I'll tell you my priority. Protect religious liberty. Protect people of faith and protect Americans who believe in the true meaning of marriage. I hope and pray that my colleagues will find the courage to join me in opposing this misguided.
This is like, it's so sad. Imagine, this doesn't concern you. It doesn't apply to you, bro. Like, hey, I really, really, really want to impress people. I really, really want them to have hard lives. Why won't you join me? Why won't all of you help me oppress these people? It doesn't, no, it doesn't apply to me. No, I'm not affected by this. I hate them. Why don't you hate them?
And this dangerous bill.
During the Sandy Hook trial, oh, what a fucking, this was incredible. During the Sandy Hook trial, Alex Jones went on a tirade about the judge on a show calling her a tyrant and showing her a pic of these lasers. This was Kino. I mean, there is nothing better than Alex Jones perjuring himself.
Alex Jones had a fucking terrible year. Andrew Tate had a terrible year. There was some good L's. There were some really good L's in 2022. Elon Musk, fucking monster L. Billionaires and fucking the entire idea of meritocracy. 2022, huge L. Massive L. Thank you, Elon. Cannot praise Elon enough for that. Like, normies would not be so on board with this shit had it not been for Elon Musk. At this point, I talk to normies and they're kind of like, fucking billionaires are kind of shit, eh? Like, I'm not like anti-capitalist. I'm not trying to take a whole fucking, you know, lefty shit or anything, but I'm just saying, like, billionaires are kind of shit. Like, I'm for, like, ethical capitalism, what would he call it? Like, I just don't want the corrupt capitalism. It's like, oh, I can work with this. Oh, this is good. This is great, actually. This is fantastic. Thank you, Elon. You've softened them all up. You've given them a little massage of fucking all your inadequacy. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Self on a, and not perjuring himself, sorry. absolutely incredible moment where he literally defamed the judge.
We can do a collective
his defamation lawsuit award damages trial. Okay, I mean there is just nothing better than that.
You've called this judge a tyrant, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you actually use that word a lot with your audience. You call people tyrants, don't you?
Only when they act.
Elon, first ever person to lose $200 billion. Also, $800 billion in losses. I think that was Tesla this year. $800 billion, and like no end in sight. And he's not stopping. Is the thing? It's like imagine having everyone around you, unless the entire plan. This was the 20D chess. Like y'all, I figured it out. He is trying to devalue his own brand and company so horrifyingly that it plummets, and then he buys up all the garbage stock, and then it rises again. That could be it. That could be it all along. He just wants to buy up a whole bunch of Tesla stock at like rock bottom prices. That's what. Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
And one way that you've been conveying to your audience that Judge Bellis has been acting like a tyrant is by showing her with lasers coming out of her eyes. Right. You know, you did that.
I didn't direct that. First time I saw it was in court.
Oh, so you've been watching this.
By and far the greatest court proceeding in human history, in my humble opinion. Maybe it's just one of the few ones that I've watched a lot of. Like, I think we must have watched close to 60 or 70% of every single thing that went down. But oh my, wow. Just like, you don't get these kind of twists and turns, you know? You don't get defendant creating evidence in real time, like going home and being specifically instructed by the judge, by the way, you can't speak about this entire case outside of with your counsel. Do you understand, sir? Yes, I understand. And going home on your own private broadcast network and creating this massive freaking graphics with fire of hell, lasers out of the eyes, pedophile conspiracy theories, and just going to town. And then the next day, have that introduced as evidence. Your Honor, we would like to submit to the court new evidence that occurred last night. In real time. Like, oh my God. I could not happen to a worse human being, gotta say. And oh, people won't believe the movies. They genuinely won't. People will think it's fake. It's gonna be one of the rare cases where there's like a Hollywood biopic film and everyone sees it and it's like it's this big thing, wins a couple Academy Awards, and afterwards everyone's like, but that never happened. Like, it didn't go down that way. It wasn't like the lawyer for Alex Jones actually accidentally sent all the evidence to the other party, but then they were like, what the fuck? And then they're like, oh, this is actually all of his text messages and emails. Why would they send us this? And the other side, out of embarrassment, not because they actually wanted to like not be admissible to evidence, but out of embarrassment, which is like, please probably disregard that. And they're like, oh, okay, yeah, we'll disregard that, sure. And then the grace period went by. And then all of a sudden, once that grace period's gone, yeah, it's now admissible into evidence. And they are going to run on it hard because it's destructive. It's fucking, it's devastating. It's probably the most devastating piece of evidence they could have been presented that was an oopsie. The whole thing turned out to be an oopsie.
I've been watching.
You could have just watched from the stage. Action, argumentative, sustained. But you've been broadcasting your show during this
trial. So you're pairing me some moment. Yeah.
Let's pull up 477. This is the tyrant you've been telling your audience about. Right?
Being made in real time. It's like, Your Honor, we got to submit new evidence. What's the new evidence? Well, my boy just made this last night. Corrupt kangaroo court. Watch day number one.
Yep.
By the way, he did that twice. He did that in both of the court cases. He did that in both of the court cases he was involved. He did that in Texas, and he then followed it up and doubled down and did it in Connecticut too. I forgot,
there was a couple things this year that like absolutely broke me, but that was one of them. Like I couldn't breathe. I was actually like strangling myself online.
I just want to point that out. He literally fucking did it twice, dude, which you have to respect. Madison Cawthorn's sex tape was this year. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
locker room talk between two cousins that grew up like brothers, taken long before I served in Congress. And my cousin Steven that they're attacking is my ADA. He's family, and he's my best friend. The article...
This was so wild. It was one of those things, like, when I was watching it, everyone's like, Lance, you have to admit, you're the guy online who doesn't like people, like, you know, not correcting themselves when they're wrong. Clearly, this isn't a sex tape. You can watch the footage. Lance, you're bi. You understand what is considered to be sex amongst men and all this other weird shit that was, like, being added to me. And I was like, when you watch it, I was like, okay, well, regardless of whether or not this was a consensual act of sex between two parties, or this was just a couple of dudes broing out, you know, just doing dude shit, humping each other, that kind of stuff. Regardless of that, that doesn't change the fact that the narrative that has been spun by Madison Cawthorn is that nothing really happened. Hey, by the way, that's just my friend and the other person's my cousin, but obviously, you know, tis what tis. Have we all not had one of those nights?
Published in the tabloid, the Daily Mail, didn't even bother to fact check any of this or send the video to my office before.
It was very, very clearly not consensual. No, it's like one dude waking up, even if it wasn't sexual, that's up to the parties involved. But even if it wasn't sexual, this is clearly one person waking up and then thrusting his crotch into another person's face without consent. So yeah. And then if it turns out he's related to that other party, well, yeah, that should probably be acknowledged for what it is.
Or they ran this with misinformation.
Yeah, he wasn't going to get saved from that. The wildest political moments of 2022.
If they win, I should get all the credit. And if they lose, I should not be blamed at all.
I said I would have punched him out. I would have gone to jail and I would have been happy.
Supported by about 1,000 pieces of evidence. I happen to have it in my bedroom.
All these athletes dropping dead.
How many AR-15s do you think?
All these athletes dropping dead.
You know what's funny is, like, the rest of the world has moments. Like, there's times when all of a sudden everyone stops watching the TV show That Is America, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, what's going on in Canada? Oh, shit, a whole bunch of, like, right-wing, far-right rednecks are, like, camping up in Ottawa. Oh, they're occupying the town. They're building entire fortresses. They're all saying they want to murder Trudeau, all this kind of shit. Okay, let's watch Canada for a little while. And everyone's like, oh, what's going on in Canada? But, like, holy shit, the U.S., It's hard for anyone to stay in any one corner for too long. It's like, oh shit, yeah, whoa, the Brazilian election. Holy shit, that's pretty wild. Oh yeah, Jair Bolsonaro, he just got fucked. Oh man, that's embarrassing for him. Oh, he's trying to do a coup, but it's embarrassing, it's not working, and he does not have the ovaries to go through with it. All right, no, he's bowing out. All right, he's gone, and he's going to his buddy. He's moving out of Brazil, and he's going to live with a UFC fighter, and he's watching the inauguration from a minion's bed. That's sad. Wow. What's going on in America? What'd you do in America? And then 2 seconds later, America's like, oh, witness me. Witness me.
Dead. Jesus would have had. Well, he didn't have enough to keep his gun.
Josh Hawley running in J6.
Pelosi's gazpacho police.
$20 for crudité, and this doesn't include the tequila.
4 years.
Oh, what a disaster. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful disaster. It's nice to be able to watch that in hindsight, knowing that Dr. Oz got his fucking ass fucking handed to him, because otherwise this would be a sad thing to talk about. But oof, what a wonderfully beautiful disaster of a campaign. And also, shame on every single person who jumped on this whole, like, well, I don't want to be ableist, but this other human being can't speak English. You know, and I was like, god damn, okay, well, you all showed your asses. Hope it was worth it for fucking Dr. Oz.
Yourself a vodka.
The MDMA,
yeah, rips
was really pure.
Call a crackhead.
I had a nice lunch at Taco Bell.
That was awesome. Yeah, the fucking, next time you get into trouble, call a crackhead. God damn, dude. I love fucking...
Yeah, what up, Winston? What did I miss? Just laughing at chuds. You know. So you know how awesome. We do.
I had a nice lunch at Taco Bell. Cost me about $28.
What did you order? Okay, I haven't been to American Taco Bell in some time, but my understanding is American Taco Bell usually has some pretty outrageous deals. I went to TacoBell.com. It automatically throws me to the Canadian Taco Bell. I don't have a choice. So according to the Canadian Taco Bell, a grilled cheesy burrito big box, which includes a grilled cheesy burrito, as well as a bonus taco and two sides, including the churro, crispy churros, and the fries. That's $13.79, sir. That seems like more food than I could consume. That's $13.79 Canadian, I'll have you know. So that's probably like $10, $9.99 American. I think the price you were paying for your Taco Bell is probably too high. You may have been scammed.
This is the Ass Blaster special, $28. Wild.
Ketchup dripping down the wall.
My father's a very, very neat guy.
He loved looking at my body. It was so strong, powerful.
He's got BDE. Anybody know what that means?
Carrie Lake's piece of
He then told me to kiss his
ass. Sir, kiss my
Shaving is kissing my
Kiss her, honey.
Dude, that's...
I'm a little pee. Thank you for the prime.
So good. Oh, what the fuck?
Your Taco Bell burnt down. I don't even have one, okay? So I don't even have a Taco Bell.
Oh, I swear to God, this country is run by crackheads, bro. What the fuck? That was awesome. That moment right there is Trump pointing to J.D. Vance, whose name he fucked up before.
Oh, yeah. They can't even get their entire whole little kind of like neo-reactionary, what is it, techno-monarchy future sorted out. It's like all the pieces are there. You got the Peter Thiel money, you got the fucking PR being done by Glenn Greenwald, you got your J.D. Vances sorting out and all that kind of stuff, and you can't even properly synthesize all this shit into an actual takeover because you're all clowns.
Okay, here are mainstream media fails of 2022 that Ben Shapiro is ranking now.
The Let's Go Brandon Award.
You can hear the chants from the crowd. Let's go, Brandon.
This year, the award goes to Karine Jean-Pierre. I mean, that's literally her job, is to pretend that Joe Biden is a sentient human being. But she's really, really bad at it. Every press secretary does a lot of spin, but Karine Jean-Pierre is officially the world's worst press secretary. We have many examples of Karine Jean-Pierre being terrible at her job. Here's just one.
What is the latest update the White House has received on the current formula situation across the country?
Yeah, let me see if I have anything new for you on that. I don't have anything new. I know we made some announcements last week.
Oh, this is so whack. Okay, this is like unwatchable, hopefully. There's maybe more. Okay, let's see. What is this?
Incredibly close race between Will Smith, Ye West, and Amber Heard. Will Smith, because he just slapped Chris Rock on stage for no apparent reason.
Oh, wow!
And Amber Heard, because she actually lost a defamation suit against...
Bro, how the fuck do you put the Amber...
Yeah, I was like, I don't understand these categories at all. What in what world is what Will Smith, Ye, and Amber Heard did in 2022 equivalent?
Amber Heard thing? And the Kanye West thing with like Will Smith. God, I that one is like so wild to me. People still talk about that. Like, was it that big of a fucking deal? Like, I don't get it.
Slap.
I truly don't understand why people still talk about Will Smith slapping, like as though it was like a big fucking deal. Who gives a shit? No one remembers that shit. And I said it at the time, like I was like, no, that's not serious. But like people fucking lost it.
Ye West has to win this category because Will Smith. That dude will survive. His career will be okay eventually. Amber Heard, she didn't have like a tremendous career in the first place. Ye West went from being worth about $2 billion to being worth maybe less than I am because he was standing for Hitler. It turns out that when you wear a
True.
Black Kanye hood did. Over your face.
Kanye's fall from grace this past year is unironically the biggest fall from grace, perhaps in history. I know it's...
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Elon and Ye... did a competition. They started out pretty, I would say, even in terms of everyone in 2022. Their regards to these two people, they were considered geniuses. They were considered both top of the field. I would say Ye was probably in a faster descent. He was already starting to get kind of like, not even the backlash from years before from doing the pretty very racist statements, but the post-presidential run, which also had a lot of racist statements in it as well. I mean, that was a lot of racist statements directed towards black people. But also, you know, Elon, when he was taking over Twitter, he had multiple things against him. He had been successfully sued by his former employees for running racist factories, and that's really fucked up. He also had impregnated one of his subordinates. That's also really fucked up. He also had tried to bribe one of his employees to give him a hand job in exchange for a horse, and then that got out. And then when that got out, he artificially changed his political stance and said that he went from one party to the other before the article was released, even though he knew the article was coming out because they asked him for comments, and he said, yes, I will prepare a comment for you, but then just disappeared. And then he was like, oh, they will try to attack me, the Democrats will, for changing teams. And I was like, whoa, Elon was right, he's a super genius, 9000 IQ. They were both really bad. The Ye one, I mean, it's... Do you get any worse? saying how much you love Hitler. It's not just you love Hitler. Like, he was almost like, it was profound. I had to really let you know how much I care
about I know it took a lot of time, okay? But, like, he developed so much good grace, millions of adoring fans over the course of a long and very successful music career, and then basically fucking one-tapped it. Like, people were willing and able to defend him when he was being, like, a divorced father, like, in the most divorced dad way possible, all over the place, like, talking about fucking Skeet Davidson. You know what I mean? Like, people were still defending him, but, like, he did what you can't really do, which is, like, say you love Adolf Hitler, which he did. Give it time. Elon is a strong contender. Or honestly, Nazis. I agree. The only person who's, like, fall from grace could potentially be, to the same degree as Elon Musk. But his legion of dick riders are still going pretty strong in comparison to Kanye.
Most likely to desecrate a historic artifact. Lizzo.
I was about to say that. It just happened too fast. The editors of this Hasanabi channel. Lizzo, too quick, yeah. Too fast,
why?
Too furious.
Why did Lizzo desecrate the historical artifact by, like, letting her lips touch it? Like, I don't...
Playing it well? I don't know. Playing it beautifully, I guess.
Understand. Bro, this list...
Also, it was wild because, like, this was the first time you really saw how striking all of the right have to do this lockstep NPC shit. Every single one of them is talking about something they didn't know existed the week before. And then all of us are responding to them by being like, well, yeah, okay, we've all learned what this object is. And now that I know that, again, someone who raped slaves owned this object and someone else years later played it beautifully, why is this bad? Why is this a thing? Why is this worthy of discussion? Or anger? Or emotion at all. Any emotion. Like, take your pick.
This is like, what's going on? Is this just like Black People's Year? Is that what it is? So far, every single category has been, oh my God, every category has been a Black person. Oh my God. Oh my God. I guess not Hunter Biden. Oh no, just kidding. That was Meghan Markle. Oh my God. Oh my God.
What? Actually, what? No way. No way. Oh shit, you gave away the game. You don't do that. You gotta have at least one fucking different award in there. Come on, you gotta have a little salt, a little salt in with that, please. You throw some white people in there. One white person, please.
Find one non-Black person here that fucked up this year, right?
And the next category, most underpaid person in American political life, Elsie Stecker. You've never heard of Elsie Stecker, have you? Joe Biden's sign language person. That is a rough job. How exactly do you sign language? Trumblumberger. And also,
I hate when he tries to do jokes. It's like so, so awful. Okay.
That's rough. Oh, that's rough. That's fucking oof. Actually, you don't workshop like in the shower. Not even the shower. At that point, you'd see yourself like, oh, no, that's a bad one. Yeah, that's a bad one.
Biggest reach. That was a reward, by the way. Reward given to a white person.
There he is. Biggest reach. Okay, so we have a lot of contenders this year for biggest reach. Like, what was the most preposterous argument? But the winner today, Stacey Abrams, who actually said,
there ain't no way, bro. There ain't no way. What is going on, bro? No shot.
That's... Every single one so far, except for one category. That's it. There's one exception.
God, there ain't no fucking what the fuck. He literally has cut 5 minutes out of the 14 so far. Every single like loser award winner is Black. The one individual actual reward for like the most underpaid person. Okay. The only positive award was given to a white person. What is happening? There ain't no way. This is like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Lifetime Achievement in Hackery.
Glory. Lifetime Achievement in Hackery Award goes to Whoopi Goldberg, who's overdue. Really overdue.
No way. Actually, that's wild. That's to a point I don't even know if I can laugh about that. Because that's pretty wild. The majority of the awards, the worst of 2022, go to black women. Like, did anyone see this when they were like looking at the idea or the script? Or I don't know how they do it in the Ben Shapiro show, the word jumble or something like that. The idea bubbles, the dialogue tree. At any point, did you see that and go, that's overrepresentation by a lot? That's I mean, that's pretty much, what are we talking here? 6.5% of the population of the United States, 6.5%. 6.5% of the population of the United States. But the broad winners of the worst 2022 are black women. Yeah, damn. Damn, man. That's pretty wild.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Are you fucking joking? No way. There ain't no fucking way. This has got to be deliberate. Okay. This is all black women, dude.
It gets better. You've all seen this? Oh, man. Well, I was off the grid. I Dave Rubin'd this.
Who took the biggest L this year, according to Ben? Black women in general. Just bad across the board. The only time Ben Shapiro wants a bunch of black people winning awards is when it's his award show where he's just shitting on black people.
On to the next category, which is worst influencer. Wow, there's so many.
It's got to be a white person now.
Dylan.
I'm almost nervous, you know? I don't know what levels of racism we're about to experience here.
Okay, yeah, okay. Finally, we moved on to trans people. Okay, which is a weird thing to say, but like, it was there's got to be one person that's not black, right? Like, that Ben thinks is a bad person. And of course, they're trans, obviously. Why are they the worst influencer? Because they're trans, you know? Of course. No, nothing else. You don't need to really say anything else other than that. Just Ben broke the combo. Ben broke the anti-black combo by sprinkling a little bit of transphobia in there. You know he had to do it for the one time, obviously. I really thought Andrew Tate, maybe he would have put Andrew Tate in here, but like, because sometimes, because like, it would have been valid, but it would have been funny also because Andrew Tate is also black. You know what I mean?
Most embarrassing moment.
Okay.
The most embarrassing moment is when a now.
Oh my God, we're back. Oh my God, we're back. Oh my God. He was like, well, I'm going to do a little bit of transphobia here. And then we're back. We're back to black women.
The next category is worst trade deal. Leah Thomas is one of the nominees who traded dignity, like not racing against a lady.
We're back to trans people. Okay.
That's so sad. Worst trades of the year in sports. Well, yeah, this instance where someone traded dignity. Cool shit.
Social media clout, like beating the hell out of ladies because...
Oh, no, Brittany Griner. Don't say Brittany Griner.
Brittany Griner for the Merchant of Death. I mean, most obvious.
No, that's like, that's all of it. That's it. That's literally every black woman Ben knows. No!
That's so true.
Only WNBA trade that anyone has ever noticed. I'm going to go Brittany Griner for the Merchant of Death.
No! That was not a good trade.
Wow, Ben. Ben, you went all in. That's wild.
Trade deal.
Come on! Trade deal.
What do you think brought that on? That's pretty extreme. Like, you know, intersectionality. We have not just black people, but black women specifically targeting black women, powerful black women in many instances. This is pretty wild to see, Ben. What's going on? What happened in 2022 that got you specifically upset? I also saw this, by the way. I'm not going to watch it. Ben binges Hillary Clinton's show Gutsy against his will. Really? Was it against your will, Ben? I just want to know. Oh, so this is serious. This is not just like a bit.
Hello, Ben.
Breathe it.
Oh, sorry. It's a bit. It's just expensive.
Let's go to gym, stop.
You are here because you lost midterm election bets.
Now, you must suffer 8 episodes of torturous guts. But don't resist. Okay, begin simulation.
Gutsy. Black Lives Matter.
Wait. Why is it kind of sexy? Why is that? Yeah. Is that just me? Hold on. Rewind.
Gucci, Black Lives Matter, the patriarchy, mask mandate, blue hair.
Oh, but you love it, don't you? What the fuck is going on here? This is that scene from Clockwork Orange, except it's like, it's self-imposed. It's like every character is played by Ben Shapiro. It's like, yeah, holding that up, but the eye drops too, that's Ben Shapiro, you know, the person that's Ben Shapiro. Like, every part is Ben Shapiro.
Deconstruction, Fauci, Tucker Carlson is bad, global crisis, January 6th, assault rifle.
Ooh, whoa. It wasn't quite like...
Well, hold on. Whew, yeah. Gotta have a cigarette first. I gotta chill out.
Yeah, but it was almost like that. They made me watch Gutsy. That's this Hillary Clinton series. There are 8 episodes of this. I already want to die. By the end of this, I'm gonna be so gutsy. In fact, I'm gonna be both vomiting and crapping at the same time. I'm gonna be so gutsy, so much gut.
Wait, who's making you do this? It doesn't say. It's very mysterious.
This video is sponsored by Black Rifle Coffee. Hillary's like, yes, this is like every Bill Clinton fundraiser I've ever been. They eat.
Here, texting.
Why is this happening? Why are you doing this to yourself? I don't understand. Well, I mean, I guess I'm hate watching you. Maybe this is like a meta moment where I'm like, I'm doing it to you. But like, I'm admitting that I'm doing it to you to criticize you, and also because this is content. You say you're being forced to do it against your will. Like, there's some things I just won't watch. I don't want to watch them. They're that bad. I get nothing from them.
Societal standards, the greatest form is where you ditch all the societal standards and champion the interior sense of
authenticity. You've seen the clip of Ben watching the femboy? No, send it.
They are a member of the opposite sex.
Can't wait, sorry. I missed that.
Actually be transitioned.
All of a sudden you kind of realize, well, the greatest gift I can hope my child receives is to be who that child is meant to be.
Mm.
You know what sucks is that, like, a proper criticism would be Hillary. You have had a pretty, pretty sketchy career when it comes to LGBTQ plus rights. And a lot of them, yes, there's the apologies, but overall, I mean, they're pretty fucked. So I don't know if this is necessarily the venue that I think you should be championing in terms of, like, this is something that you should take accomplishment for. You shouldn't. I mean, if you want to promote other people, you want to promote other creators, you want to promote a very good sense of messaging, fantastic. That's awesome. But instead, Ben's going to come at this and then be like, well, this is disgusting. This is part of the trans agenda, the gay agenda, and the trans agenda happening simultaneously.
Yeah, the greatest form of parenting is where you don't actually set any sort of social standards for your kids or help raise them in consonance with societal standards. The greatest form is where you ditch all the societal standards and champion the interior sense of authenticity that leads them to believe that they are a member of the opposite sex.
What? That was so much work. It seems exhausting. That's to try and wrap your mind around all of that in order to be like, okay, well, this justifies my bigotry. Now it all makes sense. Fair dues.
Do you enjoy the SERPs but prefer not to have to use your eyeballs? Many are saying this. Well, we've got the solution for you. It's the SERP Times in podcast form, available on most major podcasting networks now. If you enjoy it, please consider leaving a good review and feedback because it really helps the show out, apparently, and it's free, just like the podcast.
To our gods, Xander Corvus and Peyton L. Juice, we shall spend many a generations building mighty cathedrals in your honor. To our monarch, Tom Spiker, we are but your oafish jesters, here to offer you a laugh at any opportunity. To our brave knights of the round table, Rachel K., Izzy Solidarity, Victoria Bell, Sebastian Demel, Mark Harmon, Benji Arnie, Scary Earth Human, Tony, DM Rivera, Resident Scarecrow, Sir Nickus, Cheryl Alvarez, Ruby Kelly, Brandon, Words Greenwood, Everything Important, Hegbert Celine, Matthew Scarborough, Stellar Vision, Ariane McCarthy, Doug Cady, Daniel Sutton, Jenna Tal, Dark Puppy, Quiet 185, Anna Loves Riley, Omni, Riley and Anna, Poodle Hawk, Multi Mondi, Trevbot EXE, Brian Ephraim, Anthropofojack, Catherine, Ramon Acosta, Nkosin, Ralph Parler, Violent Orchard, Political Puppy, La Media Panza, Todd Buckingham, and Todd Lajeunesse. We salute our valiant heroes off to fight injustice everywhere.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.